Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Summary: The Art of Strategy Review and Analysis of Dixit and Nailbuff's Book by Business News Publishing is a concise business and management guide built around the central ideas of Avinash Dixit and Barry Nailbuff's The Art of Strategy. Its subject is game theory, especially the way strategic interaction shapes decisions in business, negotiation, politics, competition, and ordinary social life, rather than presenting original academic research. The volume functions as an accessible digest that explains the main concepts of the source book for readers who want a faster route into its practical lessons. It emphasizes that strategic thinking is not simply choosing the best action in isolation, but choosing while anticipating how others may respond. The summary introduces core ideas such as players, strategies, payoffs, incentives, commitment, threats, promises, and equilibrium. Its purpose is to make a technical field usable for non-specialists by connecting abstract models to recognizable decision problems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic thinking begins by treating decisions as interdependent games. A central contribution of the summary is its emphasis on interdependence. Game theory differs from ordinary decision analysis because outcomes depend not only on what one person chooses, but also on what other participants choose in response. This is why the book presents strategic situations as games involving players, available actions, possible payoffs, and expectations about behavior. In business, this framework applies to pricing, entry into a market, bargaining, cooperation with partners, and competitive positioning. In everyday life, it applies whenever another person can adapt to a choice, such as in negotiation or conflict resolution. The practical value of this framing is that it discourages isolated optimization. A decision that appears strong on its own may fail if it provokes a predictable counteraction. Conversely, a modest move may be effective if it changes the incentives or expectations of others. By translating decisions into strategic games, the summary helps readers ask more precise questions: who is involved, what does each side want, what can each side do, and how will each possible move alter the final result? Secondly, look forward and reason backward to evaluate credible courses of action. The summary highlights one of the most important habits in game theoretic: reasoning, looking ahead to future responses, and then reasoning backward to the present choice. This method is especially useful in sequential decisions, where one action creates a later set of options for oneself and others. Instead of asking only what should be done now, the strategic thinker asks what is likely to happen after each possible move, how other players will react at later stages, and which opening move leads to the most favorable end position. This logic explains why some attractive first moves are strategically weak, if they lead to a future point where another player has a clear incentive to resist, retaliate, or refuse cooperation, the initial move may not be viable. Backward reasoning also clarifies the limits of bluffing and empty threats, because future incentives determine whether a promised action will be believed. The book summary makes this principle accessible by showing that strategic foresight is not prediction in a vague sense. It is structured reasoning from likely incentives at the end of a decision chain back to present action. Thirdly, Nash Equilibrium explains why stable outcomes may not be ideal outcomes. The discussion of equilibrium is important because it separates stability from desirability. A Nash Equilibrium occurs when each player is choosing a strategy that is best given what the others are doing, so no one has a unilateral reason to change. The summary uses this idea to explain why many strategic outcomes persist even when they are not collectively optimal. For example, rivals may stay in an aggressive competitive pattern because each fears losing ground if it softens first. Negotiators may hold firm positions because each expects concession from the other. Social dilemmas can persist because individual incentives reward behavior that undermines shared welfare. The point is not that equilibrium always produces the best result, but that it identifies a pattern of mutual expectations that can be difficult to escape. This gives readers a practical diagnostic tool. If a situation feels stuck, the issue may not be ignorance or irrationality. It may be that the incentives create a stable but inefficient pattern. Improving the outcome then requires changing payoffs, information, timing, or trust, not simply urging better behavior. Fourthly, commitments, threats, and promises work only when they change incentives credibly. The summary gives special attention to strategic moves such as commitments, threats, and promises. These are not ordinary statements of intention. They are attempts to influence another player by changing expectations about future behavior. A commitment can strengthen a position when it limits later flexibility in a visible way. A threat can deter an unwanted action only if the threatened response is believable. A promise can induce cooperation only if the other party has reason to trust that the promised reward will actually follow. This is why credibility is central. A claim that conflicts with future self-interest is likely to be discounted, unless it is supported by reputation, contracts, public action, sunk cost, institutional constraint. or some other mechanism that makes reversal costly. The summary, therefore, presents strategy as partly the management of choice constraints. Paradoxically, giving up some freedom can improve bargaining power when it makes a position more believable. This insight is relevant to firms, negotiators, political actors, and individuals because many conflicts are shaped less by preferences than by whether stated intentions can be trusted. Lastly, accessible examples make game theory useful beyond academic settings. A defining feature of the Business News publishing volume is its effort to make an intellectually demanding subject usable for busy non-specialists. The original work by Dixit and Nailabuff is known for applying game theory to practical and familiar settings. And the summary preserves that orientation by stressing real-world relevance rather than mathematical formalism. This matters because game theory can appear abstract when presented through equations or stylized diagrams alone. The summary instead focuses on the logic behind the tools. Anticipate reactions, identify incentives, test credibility, search for stable outcomes, and recognize when cooperation fails, because the structure of the game rewards non-cooperation. Such explanations are particularly useful for readers and management. Entrepreneurship, consulting, negotiation, and public policy who need conceptual clarity more than technical proof. The limitation is that a summary cannot reproduce the full range of examples, nuance, and analytical depth of the source book. Its strength lies in orientation and compression. It gives readers enough structure to recognize strategic patterns, while leaving more advanced treatment to the original text or formal game theory resources. In conclusion, this summary is best suited to readers who want a compact introduction to the strategic lessons of the art of strategy without first working through the complete source book. Business professionals, students, consultants, managers, negotiators, and general readers interested in decision-making can benefit from its focus on incentives, anticipation, credibility, and equilibrium. Its practical value is that it helps readers move beyond simple advice such as be competitive or cooperate. Instead, it explains why the best action depends on the likely actions of others and on the structure of the situation. Intellectually, it introduces the vocabulary of game theory in a form that can be used to interpret markets, bargaining, conflict, coordination, and social dilemmas. Compared with many business summaries, it stands out because the underlying book is not merely a collection of management anecdotes. It is grounded in a recognized analytical discipline. Compared with full academic texts on game theory, it is shorter, less technical, and more oriented toward application. Its limitation is also clear. It cannot replace the richness of Dixit and Nailabuff's original work. However, as a time-saving guide, it offers a useful map of the main concepts and shows why strategic reasoning is valuable whenever decisions are mutually dependent. If you would like to support Business News Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.